I'll make a motion that we continue taking applications for chief of police, full-time police, part-time police, and a code enforcement officer at part-time, and the code enforcement would come out of the police department budget, because obviously we don't have a line item anywhere for it, and it kind of falls in track with that.
Do you want a salary that you want to put down? Just the current salary that we were given?
I think we start with the current salary.
Okay, all right, I just want to clarify.
We will have to figure out a salary for code enforcement.
I just want to clarify.
We will have to figure out a salary for code enforcement.
Yeah. He got a pretty sizable raise there, and
Yes.
Should we go back to the other before the raise, or?
I'd say we budgeted.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, I didn't get all that. You want to take applications for what?
For chief of police.
For chief?
Full-time.
Full-time?
Part-time.
Okay.
And then a code enforcement, part-time.
Okay.
That would come out of the police department budget.
If you leave the salary where it is right now, you're probably going to be lucky if you get very many applications anyway.
I know.
And if you go dumping it, you're going to have real problems.
Yeah.
Yep, there's too much competition out there.
I mean, because Pekin or Martin or any of the bigger towns, when they need.
Fulton County Jail.
Yeah.
It's across the street almost, so.
I mean, we can't afford to pay. What, $40,000 a year?
But at least this is, you need a second, I'll do that in a heartbeat, second. This is getting things started.
Yeah.
It's better than just sitting here looking at the wall and doing nothing. At least we're making a positive move.
Sheriff did call me, he said he would, you know, they would help answer our calls.
I seconded it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. So we're going to take applications, see what happens, see how it pans out. I hope we get applications. Tell your friends, tell your family.
What's the current salary for listed police officer?
The police officers, they're 21.
Police chief, whatever.
21-24 for the police officers, and chief is.
Hourly.
No, I'm talking about yearly salary.
21-24.
If you get somebody that wants to come in here and stay in.
I don't know, never figured.
Well, take 21-24 times 2,000, and that answers your question.
2,080.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound sarcastic, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
About 43,000.
How much?
44,179.
44,179. Some with benefits?
Yeah.
Yes, retirement, health benefits. I mean, it's not really that bad, it's not that bad of a deal. The problem is, there's so much better deals that you can get to very easily.
Yeah. You're going to get one thank you and one I don't ever want to see you again.
Yeah.
About $1,000.
But sometimes those better deals, you're not just dealing with parking or jaywalking.
No.
You're picking up dead bodies out of the ditch or getting shot at, so you got to look at that too. When was the last time somebody got shot at in this town? Everybody acts like we have such crime rate, but we really don't.
I don't remember.
It's just meth.
I think the chief's.
It's meth.
It's the meth.
Is 30-24 an hour, something like that.
30-24 an hour?
Yeah.
For the chief, yeah.
How much is that for $2,000?
Earthquake.
$68.
Somebody get on a street call.
Secretary out here.
About $68.
$68, how much, $60?
$60,000.
$60,000 a year.
Yeah.
Qualifications?
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, paid time off.
Progressive add-on vacation.
I mean, to apply for a job.
You want?
Well, I mean, ideally, if they had law enforcement experience, it'd be great.
Sure.
The chief of police, we're going to want somebody with some experience, at least has PTI, and, I mean, maybe not been a chief, but maybe a supervisor of the department.
Right.
But by all means, if we can get somebody with full-time experience.
And an age requirement too, right?
Yeah, they have to be over 21.
Well, I need.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you're going to be old. In order to have experience, you're going to be old enough.
Yeah, but they can be too old, because I know somebody that was turned down because he's too old.
So our governor last week was hopefully going to sign a bill that illegal immigrants can become law enforcement.
Like I said, I have expectations.
I do not want it illegal being on my police force, but I want a police force.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a question, Doug. All right, January,
that knee was operated on. Took 20 minutes or longer for the county to get there because we didn't have an officer who was on duty. Somebody tried to break in my truck. Now let's say I go out and catch. I'm not stupid. After dark, I'm not going out without a gun. What's the problem, Brad, if I hold him at gunpoint till an officer gets here?
Well, if you're on your property, you may be all right.
So you see where I'm coming from on some of this stuff? I've had methods. Deer season, $1,600 worth of stuff stolen out of my shed the day before deer season. My truck get almost broken into.
You had a police department then, too.
No, we didn't.
Well, I mean, you've had a police department on paper.
Yeah, but the officers were not available.
Well, I can tell you, I, as a personal citizen, saw someone driving out of a closed business at 3 o'clock in the morning. I called the police. I called 911. And I got two county officers that came and searched the area. Our police chief was on duty and never even knew about the call.
Yeah, I would tell you, call 911. That's going to get you the fastest response anyway.
Well, I understand that, but they're on my property. They're trying to break into my property. Now, meth heads have been in people's houses. What happens in that situation?
I'm going to tell you, I've always been told, you better be in fear for your life.
My doors are on the same side.
You better be in fear for your life if you use that firearm. That's all I'm telling you. You better be in fear of your life.
In some instances, you can get in trouble for just pointing it.
I think we're veering off course.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. All right, do we have any other thing we want to say about the police department?
Yes, what's the budget?
Just remember, we're not disbanding.
What is the budget?
Somebody'd like to know what the budget is.
It's
the budget total. I brought it. I'm prepared. What for the whole expenses for the year? $357,000.
That's not counting guns.
Question of our chair.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
When you have someone, a candidate at the training, is Lewiston paying for their training?
Yes. We pay for their training. We pay their salary. So he's getting a salary.
So is there a retention plan put in place that once they are
trained?
2 years.
Yep.
2 years.
Yep. You sign the contract. If you break the contract, you owe us money. Right.
It's prorated.
About 3 years.
Yeah, it's prorated.
It's prorated, so
it's been that way forever.
1 year gets so much. 2 years.
How long does it take them to get through?
It's 16 weeks.
16 weeks.
So we are here on behalf of the guy that's in question that's at the academy. He's our son, Tyler. We're from Canton.
Yes.
He's a 4-year veteran from the Army, and he is really looking forward to hoping to come back to be able to make a positive impact in this community. And he would be here tonight, but he's in training.
Yeah. And that would be my next question, was reaching out to veterans.
Yes, he is set to graduate academy on August 25th.
Awesome.
Excellent.
So it's halfway through.
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay, we have no further discussion, no further action. Need a motion to adjourn.
No, we got bills.
Oh, wait. Got bills.
I'd like to make a statement.
Who?
Me.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, of course, I'm Chief Merrill, former. So, as Doug pointed out, I had a TAC membership through the PRS Athletic Club for some of my guys. These guys were all guys at Fulton County Sheriff's Office, and they came to help me out when they didn't have to, okay? And when Doug was talking about buying and purchasing stuff, all of that came from a budget that was approved. I just want everybody to know that. There's been 2 fatal shootings in Fulton County in the last 3 years. We need guys that know what they're doing. We need a strong department. We need the sidearms to be brought up. Yes, I did buy them with the approved budget that our accountant said once it's approved, it's approved. The $1,000 that's in the ordinances that is prior to approval was put in there in 1981. That same $1,000 today would be over $3,000. I did nothing but try to help this police department get bigger and better. You can ask anybody on the street. I had meth heads coming up to me. I had people coming up to me all the time. Why? Because I treated everybody the correct way, and that's the truth. So don't sit near and tell them that I did anything wrong. I used the budget that was given. I trained the guys that I had. I had a good crew. It was getting better. And it really makes me sick how things ended up. It really does. And you know what? There is ordinances, and they should be followed. And you know what? These are the people that are supposed to uphold the ordinances. So don't let that go. They are there. Okay? So I just want to let you know, the money that was spent was to make a strong department. That's what my goal was. Okay? And all the money that I spent was from budgets. The PAC membership, that was from a training budget. The duty gear was from a duty budget. Everything was from a budget. They got rid of me for spending the budget. That's all I was doing. I started with myself and two part-time employees, Jim Tunney being one of them. Okay? I got up to almost 9 people in 9 months, but I wasn't taking the town in the right direction. I disagree completely. And I think as the citizens of this town, you should be very unimpressed with their actions.
Maybe if you would have came to the last meeting as I told you to, maybe we could have avoided all of this. Thank you. All right. Anybody have any questions on the bills?
Yeah. I move all bills.
Why don't you clarify this $1,000 expenditure thing a little bit?
Would you like to?
To everybody in this room. Make sure they understand that whether it's in that budget or not, it says.
Right. You have to come to the council to get approval to spend the money. You have to get each purchase approved. That's what.
Yeah, whether says. That 1,000 would be 10,000 today or not, it said you have to come to the council if you're going to spend more than $1,000. So I think that I hope everyone understands that, yeah, it was in the budget, but we didn't necessarily follow the rule book.
Everything's in our budget, but if Evan needs something for the streets.
We budget for it, but it still has to be approved.
It has to be approved.
If we budgeted for a $100,000 piece of equipment, Evan couldn't just go buy a $100,000 piece of equipment. He has to come and get it approved for the council. If he wanted to buy a $1,000 valve, he couldn't just go buy a $1,000 valve. He'd have to come to this council to get approval to spend that $1,000. That's the way the ordinance reads.
Now, Thank you.
The county county is different. If he was taking advice from the county, the sheriff is given X amount of money to spend in a year. It's up to his discretion however he spends it. If he runs out, he runs out. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
All of that explained to Frank?
No, Frank did not come in the last meeting when I was trying to explain it to him.
When he was first hired, was all of that explained to him about the budget, about how he should handle the
yes.
budget and
yes.
how he should perform?
By Chief Worland. Chief Worland did this, and Chief Worland explained to him the processes. Cindy's explained to him the processes.
Okay.
He went over budget also, correct?
Yeah.
He went over budget.
As soon as I said something, then he stopped. But last year.
Was that documented?
What?
I think they're asking.
I'm hearing is a voice.
I have no idea. Worland kept everything secret. Nobody was allowed upstairs. Nobody knew what he talked about.
He did come to the council for expenditure. We bought radars.
Right. Right.
He hadn't done that.
Chief Merrill came to the council.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, Chief Merrill came to the council to get radars approved. And then he came to the council and asked for body cams and tasers, and we turned him down.
Sure.
So he knew the process, but he just didn't do it after that. He purchased, he made those purchases.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything further?
I move all bills properly endorsed be paid.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
All in person, Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
All right. Paid bills are paid. No one has anything further. We have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I may have missed something. I thought there was a motion to hire.
Well, there's a motion to take applications. We voted on that.
Yeah.
Okay, I misspoke.
Yeah, that was a motion to start taking applications.
Right, I missed the vote. I thought I got it.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yep.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right, meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
I know I kept looking down over the minutes, and all of a sudden I looked down and said, "Turn it off." I just had to get my order in some of those little.
Frank, come on.
I know, my first one, I left in the morning, so I'll be getting criticized because I laid the last part of that.
You went down there and had a chat with them, straightened them out.
Things being normal.
I just think that he also said, if I get no orders, but what? My first saw 3 weeks ago.
Tried to go to Pratt, just go around me.
And that thing beat me. I said what I wanted to. He was grand.
Okay, who was the girl out there asking questions?
I can tell when I took his hiding ticket times 2,000 for a year, that pissed him off. What's the real purpose? It's about the count rock, it's land.
You know what? I run out of memory right in the middle. So I've got it on two different things because I grabbed my elbow. So hopefully I got most. Because I kept looking at it, I was recording, and then all of a sudden I looked down and it was full.
Yeah, I know. I had that happen on my phone. Yeah, I had that happen.
So yeah, I can go in there and send it to you. And then I hurried up and grabbed this.